In this problem, we want to consider another universe where the speed of light is not 3 times 10 to the 8th meters per second, but the speed of light is only 100 meters per second. In this system, we want to look at an airplane that is 40 meters long at rest, and it flies at 300 kilometers per hour. How long will that airplane appear to be to an observer at rest? Okay, so the observer at rest is going to be looking at the airplane as it's flying at 300 kilometers per hour. So this looks like it's a leak contraction problem. Okay, so let's see how we might solve that problem. So the first thing I've done is I've written down what we know. So in another universe, the speed of light, c, is 100 meters per second. I originally wrote down v, you see, and I changed it to c because it really is the speed of light in this system. The airplane in this system at rest, and I write L sub 0, is equal to 40 meters. This airplane is moving in a system at 300 kilometers per hour. So the question is how long is the airplane to observer at rest? So here I've written system K and system K prime. The airplane is moving, is at rest, of course, in K prime, so system K prime is moving at speed V with respect to K. So I think we agree that this is a link contraction problem, and the equation that we want to use is that the link contraction L will be L sub 0 over gamma. So we need to calculate gamma. In order to do, we want to use the regular equation where gamma is equal to the square root of 1 minus V squared over C squared, right? Okay, well what we have though is the velocity in, it's 300 kilometers per hour. We want to change that to SI units. And that's one of the first things you want to do in working a problem is you almost always want to change it to the SI system. Okay, well here we have 300 kilometers per hour. Well, let's get rid of the kilometers first. We know that the kilometer has 10 to the third meters. So there's 10 to the third meters per kilometer, so this is equal to 1. And you see the kilometers are going to cancel out. We know that 1 hour has 3,600 seconds in it, and so now the hour cancels out, the kilometers would cancel out, and we now have meters per second. If you multiply this out, you get 83.33333 whatever meters per second. So now beta is equal to V over C, so I'm just going to go ahead and calculate, this is also 1 minus beta squared, is 83.333 over the speed of light in this universe, which is 100 meters per second, not 3 times 10 to the 8th meters per second. So beta is pretty simple, it's 0.8333. So now let's just go ahead and calculate gamma, and gamma minus 1, the inverse of that is square root of 1 minus beta squared, it's 0.5528. If I take the inverse, I get 1.809 for gamma. So now the calculation is that the length, the observed length, is going to be 40 meters divided by the gamma, 1.809. So the moving airplane is only going to appear to be 22.11 meters long. So this is a fairly straightforward problem, but it makes you think about it a little bit because we're actually changing the value of C in some supposed other universe. So it's actually important to make sure that we understand what's going on.